On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Monday, so good to me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Welcome to the program. Hi, I'm Ryan Van Dam. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I can't believe it is. Can you? Oh, God. Well, how is your New Year's going? No different than the other one, right? I know. There was so much anticipation. Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, my God. 2021 is over. We don't have to deal with that. And then I woke up on 2022 and nothing had changed. I was even wearing the same underpants. How is that possible? Nothing has changed. I ate leftovers the first day of 2022. Leftovers, that makes no sense at all. I can't do this 2022 thing. I can't do it. I don't even understand. The numbers are way too high. I can't even count that high. Come on, man. Oh, Lord, come on. It's funny thing about it, it's 2022. I don't know if it's BC or AC. DC. I have no idea. We didn't start counting years until Christ came along. Before that, we kind of just, didn't exist. It's like millennials. Before they were born, nothing mattered. Same thing. You know, we actually psychologically walk around saying, wow, civilization is 2020 years old. The planet is 2020. No, you stupid idiot. That's just because we use Christ as a barometer of how many years we were here, but we were here a whole bunch of millions and millions of years before Christ was even born. There were cavemen. People lived in caves. One-floor caves. Yeah, that's where they lived. You think you got it bad. Try living in a cave all your life. Not exactly wonderful. They lived in caves. Yeah. And that was about something like 1,000,000 to 300,000 years ago. 300,000 years ago. This is only 2,000 years. Come on. Stuff's been going on for a long time. A lot of changing of pages of calendars took place. Not just 2,000 of them. Yeah, this planet's been around a long time. Now it's up to this generation to make sure it sticks around a little bit longer. Actually, the planet will always be here, but the people won't. No, it'll become like not livable. And that's when it can be a gigantic thing of concern. We were such a stupid civilization. We are so freaking stupid. Not me and not you. I'm talking about everybody else. Yeah, I got to write to 2022 now. After Christ, AC. Wow, man. I don't think I can ever. I do. I still write checks, by the way. You know why? Because I don't trust anybody. It's a little foible that I have. I don't trust anybody. Because I learned as I got older in life that you shouldn't trust anybody. And I found that that was a good thing to do. So, yeah, you think I'm going to give somebody my bank account number, my credit card number, so they can just charge me anything they want? No. I'll write you a check for money. We'll do it that way. You can scan it. You can sit on it. You can eat it. I don't care what you do with it. But you ain't getting my money till I write out a check with the year 2022 on it. Sounds so modern and space age, doesn't it? Doesn't it? 2022. There should be cars flying through the sky. 2000. There should be vacuum cleaners that are robots that clean. Oh, we do have that. Oh, okay. All right. Never mind. Yeah, technology is amazing, but 2022? Man, we should be having sex with robotics at this point. I mean, come on. What's taking so long here? 2022. That number is way too high. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't think I'm going to get used to this particular numerical year. Oh, Lord. Well, this is a time of year that everybody looks at everybody else and says, I don't want to be as fat as them, so I need to go on a diet. And you also become very conscious of your health because of that little pandemic thing I heard about. So we're very conscious of staying healthy. So now we need to exercise. Oh, great. Now I got to exercise. Yeah, now I got to exercise. And I have to eat properly. Oh, come on. Got to watch what you eat. I don't want to look at it. I just want to put it in my mouth. No, you have to watch what you eat. You need to. You can't put anything in your mouth like you did when you were a young adult. No, you have to be careful now. You have to be careful of your health. Oh, God. I don't have time for that. Time? Yeah, it's as rough. It's as rough stuff. So, yeah, I'm getting a lot of calls from agents to interview people for diet workshops and things like that. Just the phrase diet workshop doesn't work for me. It's bad enough I got a diet. Now I got to go to a workshop? Oh, no. I ain't going to no workshop, baby. It's got the word work in it. That's not going to work for me. No. No, no. If I'm going to exercise, you're going to trick me into it, and I won't know that I'm doing it. That's how we're going to do this thing. If I'm going to eat healthy, I'm going to be eating healthy foods, but I won't be aware that I'm eating healthy foods. That's how we're going to pull this off. What do you do with your Christmas and Hanukkah cards after the season is over? Like, I took my tree down because it's not the holiday season anymore. So I took it down. And I looked at all these holiday cards that I had gotten from neighbors and people that I supposedly, air quotes, supposedly know. I've got about like 60 or 70 holiday cards, and they all have some aspect of glitter in them, and that really pisses me off. But I got about 70 cards. I don't know what to do with them. They were very heartfelt, yet I don't know if I should throw them out or keep them. I don't know what to do with them. I think I'm going to have to throw them out. A lot of people have said some very, very nice things, wishing me a wonderful holiday season. You may note, they've wished me nothing beyond that. Some of them said, and have a happy new year. Well, okay, that's nice. I don't know how you can make me have one. You're wishing me one. Oh, you're wishing me. Okay, now we're into wishing people things. Looks like we're not going to get anything done. We're just going to wish and hope that we do. Okay. All right. Whatever. Whatever. Because I don't even know what year this is, quite obviously. I alluded to this during the holiday season, which is over, so let's not talk about it anymore until the next one comes around. But I'll tell you something. I don't get cards now. I get little documentary writings from people. It used to be I'd get a card to be a candy cane on it somewhere, or a picture of Santa or something, or a snowflake. That's really big for the holiday season. And inside I would say, Dear Ron, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Hanukkah, whatever. The Bartons. And then they'd sign it, and that was it. And that was fine, good enough, you know, harmless stuff, wonderful, fine. Now, people are sending me pictures of their family. They're posing for a picture from a professional photographer or something. And they're all looking really cute, almost dressing the same. Not quite, because that's gay, but and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying it. This looks a little weird. So they're not dressing the same, but almost. And then the card says Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Hanukkah, whatever, and they sign their names. And then there's a little piece of paper inside, and you unfold it, and it's a full sheet of paper, and it tells you everything they did during the year. They catch me up on what the members of the family did in their family, sending it to me, presupposing that I care what they did during the year. And it's really funny because the supposition again is that I'm very interested in the Bartons, how was your year? Oh, tell me everything that happened with you and your children. Because I can't live without reading this. I've got to catch up. It's like reading an intense novel. Thank you. And it reads something like this. The Barton family wishes you great holiday greetings and a happy new year. My wife, Kathy, has taken up needlepoint recently. And she's actually very good at it, although she stabbed herself 5 times in the chest. Our son Bobby is attending school now at the University of Kansas. He's majoring in liberal arts, and when he graduates, he's going to become a liberal artist. Marcia lost her job at the advertising agency. So she decided to become an entrepreneur. She's now a prostitute. Didn't start that way, called herself an escort, and we thought that was a great idea. But then when she got into prostitution, we were a little bit concerned. The wife and I had a long talk with her, but she's doing very well, making a lot of money, and buying us a lot of gifts that we can't afford otherwise. She's also made a lot of new friends. We have a new member of the family. It's our dog, Louie. Louie is a cute little German shepherd. Unfortunately, recently, Louie mauled a neighbor. The neighbor died, and we're financially responsible, according to our insurance company. But we'll get through it. Our family always does. And Marcia always helps us out with her prostitution business. Medical bout 3 months ago. For no reason whatsoever, I had oozing pus coming out of my elbow. I went to the doctor and he suggested that I buy a certain kind of salve, but it costs a lot of money. Again, we turned to our entrepreneur, our daughter, Marcia, and she helped us out financially, and I'm happy to report that the oozing has stopped. Thank you. We're doing okay under the circumstances. Our granddaughter, Alexia, by mistake knocked over a candle in our living room when we were watching her. The candle caught fire on the curtain area near the window, and our entire house was burned to a crisp. We were quite upset at the time, but now we realize it's a blessing. Our granddaughter is doing well, and she should be out of the hospital in about 3 weeks. Those burns are starting to heal themselves. My wife has picked up another hobby besides needlepoint. She's developed a foot fetish for some reason and can't keep her tongue off of my big toe. I don't mind it. It tickles. But at the same time, makes me feel a little strange about things. All in all, we're all doing well, and we hope your family is doing well too. Have a Merry Christmas, a Happy Chinuch, and a Happy New Year. We love you. Are you getting that too? Are you getting letters from people that you vaguely know or knew, like at some point in a prior life, and they're sending you complete biographies of everything, of their likes, dislikes, long walks on the beach. I mean, camping. I don't understand. I would never sit down and put in a greeting card an entire sheet of paper telling everybody everything that I did and everything that every did by did my family. I don't really think they care. If they did care, they'd ask me. If they don't ask me, they obviously don't care. It's amazing. It's amazing. All right. I have an interesting guest coming up a little bit later in the program, which could be rather soon. I got to tell you, sometimes I interview guests and I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. This could be one of those times. We're going to talk about fair banking. I don't understand what unfair banking is. I guess it's banking that's not fair. From the notes that I have here, and we'll find out about this. So, from notes that I have here, apparently, you can have a savings account with this particular banking organization. And right now, savings account are paying like 0.00000001. You can't. There's nothing happens in a savings. The interest that they pay is absolutely uninteresting. Similar to the greeting card letters that I get. This particular banking organization will give you 5% annually of the money in your savings account. That's amazing. I don't understand how that's possible, how they can do it. Nobody else can, and I will ask them that question. And we'll take it from there. Pretty much is how we're going to do this. So we'll do that right after these short commercial words. Why do I play commercials, by the way? Because someone has to pay for this. You obviously don't, which is fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Gentlemen, you know that when you decide to get engaged, you'll be making one of the most important investments of your life. Think about it. From the moment you get down on bended knee and present the ring, how much you actually love someone will be judged solely on the size of the stone you buy. And not just by the one you love, but by literally everyone she knows. And strangers. At Schlickershek the Jewelers, we know that when you're about to cough up what amounts to a few months' rent to obtain the exclusive naming rights to a vagina, you want to be able to be sure that you've made the best choice. So if you've decided it's time to staple gun your man tackle to a single hitching post and to never be able to experience the simple joy of a meaningless hookup without handing over half your stuff, come to Schlickerschechter Jewelers and see our amazing line of certified, high-quality, shallow female ego strokers. Take it from me, Herbert Schlickerschechter. I'm not just your local jeweler. I've been married 6.5 times. Vegas marriages, boys. Very easy to annul when the shrew goes south on you. And she will.
Ken Park is here. He's founder of Fair Banking and with the Emses Group. And thanks for being with us today. We're going to be talking about your finances as we get out of 2021 and embark on 2022, which probably won't be much different than 2021. Thanks for being with us, Ken.
Thanks for having me, Ron.
Well, we're all concerned about our finances these days, all of a sudden, as prices have risen due to the situation that we've been in here for a few years. But as I understand it, Ken, this isn't the first time people have gone through inflation and price increases like this.
Yes, and you touched a pretty good topic, right? So we all, as consumers, you know, global economy, we all thought, okay, you know, 2020, COVID is gone, 2021, life will get better. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, with the different variants like Delta and Omicron, the COVID surge remained.
Yes.
Now, what that did was that led to supply chain because factories were closed, logistics mm-hmm. were shut off. And because of supply chain constraints, inflation got hit the worst in many decades,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Never has prices gone up so high at the level of 4-5% inflation rate in a single year.
Right.
So, you know, that's what we have to do in 2022. We look forward to living a life not COVID-free, but around COVID mm-hmm. or working around COVID or working around the norms of being in a COVID environment,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, and that affects prices in the economy and the fact they can't even unload container cargo ships. I mean, it's just a kind of a perfect storm in a sense. How do we weather a storm like that? Hey, that's a pretty good analogy.
Yes. Good job.
Okay.
So, you know, you're right. When there's a 6-day delay in the LA port for container ships to come and unload themselves, people are just parking themselves, you know, a few miles away from the port
mm-hmm.
so they can get a chance to come park their cargo thing. Now, what we are doing as a corporation now, you know, Fair Bank, you know, I am the founder of Emses Group, which is a $350 million, 19-year-old technology company. And plus, I'm also the founder of Fair Bank, mm-hmm. America's premier wealth-building bank, right, for consumers. So yeah. I'm speaking from both lenses. So from the lens of a corporate leader, you know, how do I weather the storm where I have to pay more salaries to my employees mm-hmm. to justify the cost of inflation, you know,
right.
Going up? How do I tell my customers that I cannot supply them computer parts because they have back ordered for multiple, months? You know, how do you do all that? And like I told you at the beginning, we have to be more prepared and education and planning. You know, it all goes back to planning. So instead of, you know, telling the customer, hey, you need to place an order tomorrow mm-hmm. so we can get it ready by 2 weeks. Hey, you need to place an order today for us to get ready in 3 months,
yeah.
right? So it all goes back to planning, and supply chain. You know, you have to plan from a corporation point of view. You have to plan your budgets all with the inflation, variable and the supply chain constraints.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess that's what we're just not used to because we were going in the other direction. We were in a society, both in business and consumer, of you want it, I'll have it there tomorrow.
Correct.
And you got it, and it was at a pretty decent price, and you could price compare in a whole bit. And now that's just turned around on us completely. So I guess what you're saying is it's a re-education. You can still get it, but not the same way.
Correct. Exactly. We got to go back to the 80s
for
a little
all
bit.
Right, right. We don't have to go back to the clothes, though, do we?
No.
Okay. All right. Now, you know, there are two sides. There's business, and I certainly understand what's going on there. And then there's the consumer that has nothing to do with anything. They seem to be victims. Some people can't even make ends meet. Other people are doing okay, but are still complaining. There's an adjustment even on this side of how do you handle finances when everything's going up and my paycheck isn't.
Correct. You know, and so for that, I have been talking nationwide, and there are two things we have done, right? So Fairbank, you know, America's premier digital neobank, has created inflation beating savings account rate. Oh. So, you know, we offer up to 4% annual savings dividend rate. The average bank pays 25 basis points or 0.25, you know, percent on your money.
Yes.
So, you know, we had to come up with, you know, a very a product that basically allows our consumers to beat inflation. Because think about this, Ron. Your $100 in the bank in 2020 now is worth only $96 because the cost, the inflation is 4%, and the cost of everything is now, you know, not where it used to be, right? So how do we allow the customer to leave their money fully secured in a bank, fully liquid, where they can take any time they want, plus make 4% so the money is not devalued for them? So bankwithfair.com has created a 4% annual dividend, you know, savings account that allows people to earn, you know, that type of money.
Well, let me ask you, how does Fairbank afford to do something like that and other banks can't?
Well, that's the thing, Ron. Other banks can also. Last year, I don't want to name a single bank, but the big banks, you know, the three, four big banks, they made one bank in particular made $254 billion on consumers' deposits.
I believe that.
Banking works very simple, deposits and loans. You know, they take your deposits for free, they charge you a fee to maintain your money, and then they turn around and loan that money to businesses or individuals at 5-6% interest rate.
Yes.
They are not giving that money back to Ron. They're basically charging Ron to park his money, you know, at whatever the bank is. So we have turned that, we are using the same strategy, right, where we are saying, okay, we are going to allow you to park your money with us. Your money is fully liquid. It's a bank. You can take out anytime you want. Mm-hmm. However, while it's there, we are making it work for you. And while we are making it work for you, we are giving you back 90-95% of the profits that we are making. Right. We're going to keep, you know, 5-10% for our operating expenses. And but because we want to be, you know, Fair is not backed by any big banks. Fair was started by me, an engineer, to solve this problem about, you know, the consumers getting screwed all the time.
Yeah.
Right. So that's how we're doing it. And every bank can do it. Trust me. And they can do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Finally, after all the social pressure, banks have started to curb the overdraft fee, you know, and but the $35 that they used to charge. With Fair, you never pay a fee. You open up a bank account and you never, you know, become a member. You never pay a fee for anything. Yeah. And the big banks are finally turning around and doing it. And I guarantee you, with pressure, they have to maintain, you know, equilibrium in the market.
Well, they will have to at a point. I mean, you're going to be successful through volume because everybody is going to go to you accordingly. Why wouldn't they? And that's going to even strengthen your position even more with incredible volume.
Yeah. You are absolutely right. And look, we realize one thing really quick. People don't want to change their primary bank, right? Mm-hmm. Because all their financials are tied to it, the mortgage, the car payment, and everything. And we understand that. And we tell people, we don't want you to make Fair your primary bank. Make us your secondary bank.
Mm-hmm.
Use us to save money, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can, you know, use our technology to put money in and out with a click of a button through our app anytime you want. It shouldn't be a problem, right? So, and that's how we've been very successful.
Excellent. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. How could people even approach joining up with you? How do they do this?
Yeah. So the easiest, we have, you know, you can open up a bank account for free under 1 minute, all online, bankwithfair.com.
Okay, that's worth repeating.
Bankwithfair.com. fair.com. Our name is in our mission. You know, our mission is in our name.
Wow. That's an incredible idea. There's no reason why this shouldn't be happening. I remember, I think I'm older than you just by quite a bit. And that used to be a major way of making money, or at least growing your money, was in a savings account. Everybody had one. Now they're called savings account. All they do is just save what you put in there. That's about it. But it used to be something that, you know, someday you would collect on it and you'd be pretty good off there. And that doesn't exist anymore, but you kind of brought that back.
Yes, sir.
All right. One more time, that website
is bankwithfair.com.
Great. Thank you so much for your time today, Ken, and a great concept, and it's about time, and thanks for doing it.
Thank you, partner. You take care.
Take care. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. But I tell you that I don't endorse anything that happens here. Check things out first. Make sure you understand all the fees that are involved. If there are fees, I think there are. Make sure you understand all of that. Do not just go, 5%. Check it out first. Okay. Go to their website. Check it out. I have nothing to do with this. Okay. Ron, a lot of help you are. Well, all right, fine. I didn't say it was a lot of help. Okay, stop putting words in my mouth. All right, fine. Hey, that'll do it for me today. I'm going to have to figure out some way to exercise. I really am. I do have a dog, and I walk the dog every single freaking day, unless it's raining out horrendously. Otherwise, I'm out there. And here's my problem. Dogs don't walk. They stop and sniff. I don't stop and sniff. I keep walking. My dog doesn't want to continually walk. My dog wants to stop and sniff things. If there's something on the ground, my dog wants to have an entire biopsy done on the object. She'll sniff it, analyze it, call in a forensic team. She's attracted to other people's poop, which I heard is a sexually deviant fetish. She's wonderful. I love her. But she has this incredible curiosity that I don't seem to have. She wants to examine everything on the ground, so she does not walk uninterrupted. I do, because I'm curious too, but not enough to stop and figure it out. So we're not seeing eye to eye on this particular walking thing. So my wife says, well, why don't you, Ryan, just walk around the block by yourself? Well, then I'm wasting a walk when I could be giving exercise to the dog, which is also my responsibility. So it's a conundrum. It's a conflict of interest. I don't quite understand what I should do. But yet, I forge on. I move forward. Who was it who said, never look back, always look forward? Who said that? Was it Bobby? Was it a guy named Bobby? I'm sure a guy named Bobby said something like that at some point in his life. I don't know who Bobby is, although I assume he's a Facebook friend, because everybody is. My friendships are rich. Yes, they are. I can sit back in a chair and say, I have thousands of friends, and I do, according to Facebook. But I don't know all of them, and I can't even pronounce the names of the countries that they apparently live in. But they are my close friends, air quotes, still, friends is in there. And that makes me feel rich and fortunate to have so many friends that I don't know, who take the time to not contact me, but yet have requested to be a friend of mine. Not because they think I'm lovable and wonderful and they know all about me and really want to be close to me. Not for that reason, but in order to up their numbers on their profile or to feel like they have a lot of friends. which is supposed to make me feel like I have a lot of friends. It's all bullshit. Thank you so much for your time. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Until that time arrives, I wish you peace.